At the beginning of the new year, the Alaska Marine Highway System released a draft of this summer's ferry schedule. During a teleconference held by the ferry system last week, Mayor Tom Sims aired some grievances. He said it was inexcusable to not have a summer ferry schedule available to the public, as it doesn't allow travelers and tourists a way to plan summer trips. Sims said the delay would result in a major financial loss to the ferry system and to the communities it serves.
Travelers are going elsewhere where transportation plans could be made easily and secured timely. In our community, where our economy is extremely fragile, any loss of business activity will have a major impact. And this loss of business could have been avoided by the Alaska Marine Highway System.
Margie Wood has been heading Tyee Travel and Wrangell for 18 years. The lack of a summer ferry schedule greatly affects her business.
What Tyee Travel has morphed into, because of the advent of how easy it is to book your own online airline tickets, is for about the last 10, 12 years I've been concentrating on Alaska cruises and tours. So most of the travel that I actually do for people anymore is custom trips to Alaska. If they're coming to Southeast, I like to put them on the ferry because it's so unique. Can I plan any of those trips right now? No! I have to wait. So it's backing it up, and as soon as it becomes available, I mean, it's ridiculous. You should be able to do your business as your requests come in.
According to Wood, travelers wanting to come to Wrangell Southeast often choose alternative plans that can be made immediately, like visiting the interior instead. Chuck Van Kirk is the operations manager for the Alaska Marine Highway System and has been in the department since 1974. He says he's sympathetic to the issues facing Wrangell due to the delayed summer schedule, but says it's better than the alternative.
Let's put it this way. You know, it is a valid concern, and we understand it, and we chose to do this at this point in time rather than coming out with a schedule that, you know, we could build a schedule for many, many, many years out, but would it be realistic? And what we have found is that the impact to the traveling public of building a schedule that's not realistic is much greater than the delay of approximately 6 weeks.
During his testimony, Mayor Tom Sims brought up another concern with the proposed summer schedule.
Other comment concern seems to be a continued inequity in time at port and economic benefits. Ferries coming from Ketchikan are laid up usually 6 hours prior to moving on to Wrangell. In Wrangell, they are in port no longer than 45 minutes. We would like to see the ferries leave Ketchikan 1 hour earlier so the ferry can be docked in Wrangell for at least an hour and a half. Get passengers time to get off, walk the very short distance to town, shop.
While Van Kirk did agree that the proposed schedule only keeps ferries in Wrangell for 45 minutes to an hour, he did make this clarification.
We don't normally have 6 hours of a boat in Ketchikan as compared to on the same trip going into Wrangell. It's just not the case. Generally, for instance, our Prince Rupert vessels are there for an hour to 2 hours. Our Bellingham vessel, pretty much it's about 3 hours, and very rarely does it ever exceed that. The only time that it would be in the event of not being able to get through Wrangell Narrows or something like that. But generally, the ships are in Ketchikan from 2 to 3 hours.
Van Kirk did attribute going through the Wrangell Narrows as one factor for the shorter port call, but he also said he would try to take Mayor Sims's concern into consideration.
Well, certainly take that into account as we're building the schedule. And if there's an opportunity that lends itself to additional import time, then we would do that.
One benefit to the new schedule, says Van Kirk, is that four vessels that operate in Southeast are now on set daily or weekly schedules.
That's one of the things that we attempt to do, is to provide consistent schedules wherever we possibly can, consistent, convenient schedules.
One noteworthy change to this summer's ferry schedule is having only one vessel operate between Bellingham and Southeast, as opposed to two. Van Kirk says it was cost-saving to move the Malaspina to Lynn Canal. As far as the finalized schedule goes, Van Kirk says the public may see a few small changes at most.
At this point in time, I would say that changes would be not of a sweeping nature. I mean, at this point in time, I don't believe we're going to start the process all over again. So any changes that would be made would be changes that would have been brought up during the teleconference, number one, and they would have to be something that that would be doable.
The finalized summer ferry schedule is set to come out no later than February 13th, although Van Kirk hopes it will be out sooner. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.